Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, do you think Jerry Jones would rather have a playoff game or two first-round picks? 877-881-1053. And while you're texting in, look, we need your texts. That's part of this show. We are not a show without the Tolos, and the interactivity of the Tolo is very important to what we do. So text in and let us know, because I'm really trying to get a gauge of if Cowboys fans get the right answer here. Because if you get the wrong answer, you're wrong, and that's just how it's going to be. Kevin, you remember what Greg Hardy tweeted out?
I do.
Did you see what Dak responded to? Or not Dak, not Dak. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Dez.
Oh.
Dez Bryant responded to him.
Now I could see those answers being very different. Like, I could see Dez being like, let's go, buddy.
And Dak being like,
yeah. Dak would respond Dak with like, hey, blocked. Check out 7-Eleven with all my life-size statue things.
Is that what you wanted to say?
No. Also, get some Oikos. Greg Hardy tweeted out, if Brady comes to them boys with Dez Bryant, I'm trying to come out of retirement and bring the band back together for this Super Bowl run. So imagine Tom Brady, no matter how much your side, something, something, something. Dez Bryant responded.
I think he's in support of it, is my prediction. I have not seen this.
Dak the QB, brother. He's nice, seriously.
Oh, okay. So he's not like against the idea of Hardy signing.
But
he's
thinks Dak is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Smart. It's very smart.
Because he's trying to get back with the Cowboys.
Exactly.
You always compliment your ex-girlfriend's new lover.
What?
Is that not how it works?
No.
Okay.
Not always.
Okay.
You can if you want.
I guess.
It's kind of weird.
I was not prepared for that analogy at all. So, but like, that makes sense, because if he goes, yeah, let's go. I mean, they're probably not going to get rid of Dak, and now Dak's like, no, you're not bringing in Dez Bryant.
He wanted to play with Brady instead of me.
But now he sees that Dez wants Dak over Brady, and look, people fall for flattery all the time.
What if he's telling the truth, though? Like, what if he really thinks that Dak is a legit quarterback legit leader?
Then I definitely don't want Dez on the team.
Why?
Because
that's interesting.
This might be a weird way to look at it, but if that's the case, then I don't want Dez on this team because they don't work together. Like, you saw it. And now you can say in 15, it was the injury. And then in 16, it just what? Like, they don't have a good flow. Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant, for whatever reason, they never develop that good flow. And if Dez is like, man, he's a good quarterback, then I don't want him here. Because they don't work together.
Yeah, and he and Amari,
they have a significantly better flow.
Immediately started working together.
And Amari is way better, too. Like, obviously, at this stage in his career, like, if you compared them, right? You would certainly agree with that, would you not?
Like tomorrow?
Yes.
Amari Cooper goes out there tomorrow. Dez Bryant goes out there tomorrow. I'm taking Amari Cooper.
Of course. But think about it. Even in 16... wouldn't you have thought the 2016 Dez Bryant would be, like, kind of equivalent to what Amari is now? Like, we all thought he was still going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
And then it just didn't work. So that's another reason I don't want this to happen.
He's, 31? Is that what discovered the other day?
Which still seems weird. Like, I thought for sure he's, like, 35, just because it seems like he's been around forever.
So, but I agree with you, Kevin, that it's very smart of him for an opportunity to work with him. But I also agree with you that I think the Cowboys might be best served by going ahead and signing Dak Prescott and then franchising Amari, letting him play a season, maybe invest another pick this offseason with maybe a CeeDee Lamb if he's available at 17. You watch him play, or Judy. I don't know if he's going to be there.
Oh, man, I love that.
There are some very good receivers in this draft. It's a very deep wide receiver draft. So, but traditionally, what the Cowboys like to do whenever they have some a point of depth in the draft, they go get them in like the second or third round. You know, they usually make that pick later on. They're like, no, this is, we don't need to spend this high value pick here because we can get this later on down here. That's how they got Awuzie and Jordan Lewis. And that's still, I think, where the book's still out on what those guys are right now.
And here's my concern, because, and this is a super valid question.
Should I tweet this question out, Kevin? The picks or the playoff game?
Yes.
Tweet it out. Add in the majors on Twitter.
I think you should. And this is always a valid question from the 2-4. If Dak and Cooper are so good, what happened the last five games last season? That's very much a concern. Look, we talked about this yesterday. You're in a position where you have the highest paid running back in the league. You might have the highest paid quarterback in the league, at least for a year or whatever. And you'll have like the second or third highest paid wide receiver in the league. Those players are none of those things. You know, like, you can argue with me all you want about where they fit in the hierarchy, but does anybody listening, right? Anybody listening right now think that Amari Cooper is a top two or three receiver in the league? Does anybody listening right now think Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the league? And does anybody listening right now think that Zeke is the best running back in the league? The answer to all three of those questions are absolutely not. And yet that's what you're paying them. And that's problematic.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Broadus just tweeted back to somebody. I am not discounting a wide receiver at 17, especially with Cooper's situation. The question is whether Ruggs is a better option for them. So that, again, looking at the scale of this, and by the way, the coverage of the NFL draft,
get ready,
is about to blow your mind. All right, the best coverage you could possibly find right here in DFW is right here on 105.3 The Fan, and that's a great point right there. Of hey, because you don't know what's going on with Amari. And because you don't know what his future is with this team, gotta have some sort of backup plan.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a backup plan at quarterback right now. And is Gallup your backup plan? Because I love Michael Gallup. He was good last year. He took a step. He took a great step last year.
You certainly feel better about that backup plan than you do about the quarterback backup
Absolutely
plan.
Absolutely, I do. So that's just the question there. Now, I just tweeted it out, and you can go find it at in the majors on Twitter. Would Jerry Jones rather have two first-round picks or a playoff game? And I was thinking about this the other day and how much we know, Kevin, that Jerry hates giving up a pick. He hates giving up one pick because you're not the story on day one. And Jerry Jones wants to be the story on the first night of the draft,
sure.
Right? He wants to be the one that everybody's talking about. That's why they let the Manziel thing go as long as it did. Like that thing, Kevin, you remember the ratings we were discussing whenever, was it Mike Mayock was like, got to 15, they went to commercial break, and then they said, all right, Cowboys pick next.
The only part of that entire draft that was higher was the first pick. Think about that. Picks 2 through 15 were all lower than pick 16 because the whole world, myself definitely included,
was holding their breath.
Yes, and melting down at the prospect of Johnny Manziel playing for the Cowboys. Like we talked about in the cross, can you imagine Brady playing with the Cowboys? But if Johnny Manziel would have been drafted by the Cowboys, that first game would have been one of the most insane TV ratings you've ever seen. It really would have. I'm really glad that that's not the direction that we went with.
So I think most fans want a chance to play in the playoffs because playoff football is a blast, right?
Sure.
Like playoff football is a lot of fun, especially. You remember like 2 years ago, Kevin, when we beat the Seahawks and we went to LA? Those were the two best nights, weeks of my football season.
That is true. Except for watching that game sitting next to Mike Bassick very first play. The Rams ran for like 8 yards and he goes, we're going to lose. Like he took one play.
He's so negative.
I mean, he was right, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you're right, it's not negativity. It's just honesty.
Agreed.
But Kevin, with this question, what do you think? Do you think Jerry Jones would prefer to have the excitement and buzz of a playoff game and the potential to go play more, or would he rather have two first-round picks?
That's speculation, but the answer would be yes.
It is speculation, Jerry.
That is an open-ended question. The answer cannot be yes.
What do you mean? Jerry just answered it.
So does that mean we would have two first-round picks total, or we would get two extra?
Ask any question you want, Kevin.
Or would we get two extra first-round picks for Dak?
Jerry, your thoughts?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, that actually... Damn it. All right. That obviously answered my question then. And this is weird. I might start... I feel like I'm starting to creep more and more towards the conspiracy theory people.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See? Jerry's with me there.
Of Sharif and RJ? The SJ show?
No. Yeah. Not the SJ show. Which, by the way, I hope you guys blew that up this morning. Is... I think he would take the two first-round picks with no guarantees. Because here's what I know. A playoff game could just be a wild card game and you lose again. Could be a divisional round game and you lose again like you did in 14, 16, 18.
Could be a shot at Super Bowl.
Okay, it could. Absolutely. But what I know is this. With the two first-round picks, you're going to control part of that narrative. I know that 100%. What you'll control the playoff narrative, I don't know. I kind of think it might be the first-round picks. I know some people will get angry about that, but I kind of think it would.
All right, and here's the suggested scenario, Kevin. Name X team out there, and we'll go with the Brady trade, you know, thing that that's come up, right? Brady would sign with the Cowboys. The Patriots would say, "We need your quarterback since we need your quarterback, so that we trade to him for a couple round, you would franchise tag him, get a couple first round draft picks." So that's two extra, right?
Yep.
So that there you go. So that's four draft picks, four first-round draft picks in the next 2 years.
Okay. Then I definitely think that's the direction. Like if I was having to guess what I think he would say, I definitely think that's the direction.
Okay. And I agree. Because Kevin, as much as like Jerry Jones loves controversy. He enjoys that part of it because yeah, absolutely. Because he, you know, A, what can they do? I love Babe Laufenberg
me too.
Recently saying, "Hey, do you have a yacht? Do you have a mega yacht?"
No.
No. Jerry does.
Yeah.
You know, do you have the star?
No.
Do you have a helicopter?
Yes.
No, you don't. Why? Jerry does. Like, he wakes up in the morning and he's like, "I'm Teflon. Nobody can hurt me." You know?
Hell,
like,
I want a bigger boat.
Yeah, he does want a bigger boat. I get it. So
a bigger boat than that 270-foot yacht?
Why not a cruise yes. ship? Yeah. I think that he would say the opportunity that comes along with getting draft picks presents more excitement and buzz around them in a not peak time. Right? Because the draft is not peak.
Sense.
The football season is already peak, and you're already part of the conversation, even if you're not in the playoffs, because you're the Cowboys. But how do you capture the headlines in the offseason? You get them by being in the draft, and you get part – that thing continues to go. So while I know we all want playoffs, and he wants to win and everything, I get it. He wants to win a Super Bowl again because he wants the opportunity to say, "I did it without Jimmy. I did it with this way. You know, I did it all these different ways." Yep. And we built the team. He also wants that excitement that comes along with four first-round draft picks. And, Kevin, that is the jerseys that are now going to be sold. That's the headlines. That's the cameras, the pictures, the new products and brands that he can help sell.
Look,
he loves it.
I was annoyed at your question this morning. But I quickly, I quickly told you the reason
why.
I'm
going to take issue
with your question. The reason why I was annoyed with your question is because I thought the answer was something that made me mad. And it was that it's probably the first round picks. I don't dispute that. I see a whole.
What would you rather have?
Playoffs.
I'd rather have the picks.
See.
Come on, Jeff.
That's really interesting. We've talked about that. We even talked about that this year. Is people are like, "Why do you want to make the playoffs? You know you're just going to get freaking smashed." This team does not make the playoffs that much. Like, that's a hard reality that we need to accept is we keep talking about, "Oh, they're the Cowboys, they're this and that." They don't make the playoffs very much. It's been, I think at the time we said it had been 11 years since they made, or 12 years since they made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. Now you'll get up to at least 14 until you've made it in back-to-back seasons. We do not make the playoffs very much. Any chance to just get, I'm Bill Parcells in agreement with him on this point.
Just
get into the tournament and see what happens.
From the 571, yes, two more tacos. No,
yes.
You're not going to have more tacos. You're gonna.
How
get
do you know that, though?
Delpit and CeeDee Lamb and maybe Trevor Lawrence.
I love this song.
At the moment, Kevin. the poll that I posted on Twitter at in the majors. Would Jerry rather have a playoff game or two first-round picks? It is 58% to 42% playoff game. That's how close it is. That's how many fans out there are like, I don't know, man. Jerry might want this.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is this the most depressing father-son relationship that you've ever heard? We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Just saw this pop up on my timeline, Kevin, otherwise known as my TL.
Oh, my God.
At Skylar in Dallas tweeted out.
Skylar Diggins?
No, different Skylar.
She wants to be traded.
Three-pointers made per 36 minutes, Kevin. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, I'll do his second. Ryan Brakoff, 3.4 three-pointers per minute. Brokoff.
Yeah, he's in the past tense. Tom.
Brakoff. No, it's past
tense. Oh, because he's gone?
Yeah.
Dang.
They break up. So 3.4.
I'm going to miss him.
Per 36 minutes. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, 0.7.
Yeah. He doesn't shoot three-pointers.
Like, how do we get him to shoot more three-pointers?
He also hasn't played much the last 2 years.
I think he played 12 minutes.
Score.
Hey, but that was probably a really good 12 minutes.
I don't know, but that's the Mavericks' newest addition. It's going to be Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and defensively, that's what I think the Mavericks are looking at the most is how can they get a defensive effort from their bench. Mm-hmm. They know that they have a scoring bench. And Brokoff is not, like, he wasn't a key piece defensively. He was a three-point shooter.
I really do like the idea now of calling him Brakoff because he is gone. I really am digging that.
Okay. But that's that's... He did post on Instagram this morning. Did you see that, Kevin?
Oh, no. Did he put something sad?
He did put something sad on Instagram. And because he was waived by the Dallas Mavericks in order to make room for Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. And so he posted, you want me to let me pull this up, Kevin?
Is it sad?
Here it goes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and it's a picture of him high-fiving.
Oh, no. This is going to
Chris Stops and ignoring Seth Curry in the high five. Been a pleasure. Thank you to the Dallas Mavs for the opportunity. Thank you to the fans for all your support. Thank you, coaches, who helped guide me. And special thank you to all my teammates. Enjoyed every day going to work with you guys. Who knows what the future holds?
Oh.
Ryan Brakoff.
I mean, there could be like some... There's a strong economy. He could get some good job offers out there.
I mean, he's probably going to play on another team at some point. He's a good three-point shooter.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I mean, why not?
Really?
So there you go. That's the biggest news, I think, for the Mavericks right now. Kevin, some big news for the Rangers coming from T.R. Sullivan. This is amazing.
This is going to infuriate me, I bet.
Rougned Odor is going to bring a revamped approach to the plate. Talks about cutting down on strikeouts and working with former All-Star Victor Martinez.
Okay.
So Rougned Odor, Shippy, is going to hit better this year.
Hasn't he revamped his approach like 8 years in a row?
Yes! Thank you! This is
the year.
No.
He's like the
Mariners.
Stop it. T.R. Sullivan, I'm going to implicate you in this as well. T.R. Sullivan and Rugi, Stop it.
This is the year.
I know. I don't want to hear it until something happens. I don't care if he hits 800 in spring training. I don't want to. That's right, 800. I don't want to hear anything about it until we see this translate into the regular season, because this
is before the All-Star break or when things are out of hand in September.
Yes, because we're so far ahead. I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is just like the assistant coaches, Corey. I don't want to hear, oh yeah, we're bringing a new blah 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 blah. No.
New year, new Rugi.
No, I do not believe it about Rougned Odor. Fool me 8 times or whatever it's been since he got those horses. I do not believe it. So stop facilitating this.
I will believe.
Okay.
I choose to believe that the best in people, Kevin.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
And I think that Rougned Odor, especially with the rules changes that are happening in Major League Baseball or that could happen in Major League Baseball, the simple idea that by midseason, when Rougned Odor gets hot, that's usually what happens, right? He gets hot around midseason. That's going to be the time where everybody's going to be like, no, we thought we were out of the playoffs, but now because of the new revamped playoff schedule, we're still in it.
Who's to say if in the middle of the season they're like, you know what, let's just do 2 more wildcard teams. This is pretty competitive.
I like that idea.
That would be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I just want playoff baseball, dude, for the 2-1-4. The only way for Odor to hit better is to button up his shirt so he can wear a buzzer.
Okay. I know that person is kidding.
At least you know he's not cheating.
And props to you, because that's hilarious. But that is the one question I want to ask Rugi at spring training. Have you ever thought about just adding one or buttoning up one or two of those just to see what happens? Like, it's not like you can hit much worse.
Just be ready to get punched in the face.
Yeah, dude, he punches people.
Oh, great. That would be awesome. Do you have any idea what an amazing story that would be and how much money I would make off of that?
How much money did the cameraman that Kenny Rogers punched get?
Oh, allegedly. Now I'm pretty sure that happened.
There was video proof of it.
Yeah, he definitely punched him.
That's a good question. I don't want to get punched. I think it's a fair question, all right? I think if you're like, hey, when you always unbutton too many buttons, you've been really bad at hitting. Would you try just buttoning one or two and seeing if there's any correlation there?
Maybe going with the clean helmet.
Exactly. Like, at this point, I don't want to hear about his revamped approach. I guess I'm no different than T.R. Sullivan, because I want to try this and it's not going to make a difference. He's going to be awesome for a month and we're going to be like, yes, see, that's the guy.
You remember?
And then he's going to fall apart again.
The 2-1-4, you remember when Nelson Cruz was a crapshoot, then became the boomstick? Just saying, Odor could be the next Cruz.
Because he started doing steroids. Like, did we forget that part of it?
It wasn't because
please. Nelson Cruz, just like David Ortiz, magically became good at 29 or 30.
I got way better at drops after I started doing steroids.
Yeah.
That's not true, Shiffy.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
From the 817, can you name 3 professional athletes that Kevin doesn't hate?
Ooh. I don't hate Luka.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Luka's really good.
Why
does that get a dismiss?
At 3-point shooting?
He's not good at 3-point shooting.
He doesn't hate Giannis.
Oh, Giannis is awesome.
Because Giannis just had a baby out of wedlock, too, like Kevin. So Kevin really admires people that are like him. That's one of the things that he likes the most.
It's true. That did still happen.
So here's a story that really kind of caught my eye, and I don't know why. Because for the longest time, I was so out on LeVar Ball. Like, I didn't want to talk about LeVar Ball at all. He was in the news every single day. But he hasn't given up on the Big Baller brand just yet, even though they did close down operation for a couple of years or so, and most of his sons have left him.
Quit, guys.
Yeah, last year, co-founder Alan Foster was fired an alleged embezzlement scandal with the Big Baller brand, which ultimately led to their website going dark for nearly a year.
Right.
Lonzo and Melo Ball publicly separated from the company, while LiAngelo remained on board. But evidently, it's LeVar's efforts to recruit LaMelo and Lonzo back to the brand have intensified. And I try to stay away from this story a lot, but I'm very interested in how athletes deal with family, especially family that may be looked at from the rest of the world as insane. And that's what LeVar is weird. The things that he does are just, you know, wild, but he gets attention easily.
He does.
He visited Lonzo in New Orleans for the first time since Lonzo said he urged LaMelo to speak to other brands on the Woj podcast. He told his little brother to talk to other brands because his dad talked him into, because Lonzo's dad talked him into.
And it was a disaster.
Essentially losing all of his money. LeVar gave his oldest son a gift basket of all the new Big Baller brand gear. And I guess this was on their show that they do. And the website recently relaunched. LiAngelo and LeVar are the only Ball family members featured on the site.
Wow.
There were shirts there that said, family, don't break up. And LeVar went on to giving Lonzo a sales pitch about possible additions to the ZO2 lineup. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's what's going on there. But Lonzo Ball's talked about all his money. His dad talked him into investing all of his money. And he said... and this is LeVar. This is interesting. He said, they said, man, LeVar, you just gotta be a father. And I said, what is me and Zoe supposed to talk about? I ain't never talked to him about no birds and bees and all that. Expletive deleted. I said, I talked to him about two things, Big Baller brand and basketball.
That is the saddest father thing I've ever heard.
You really should talk about the birds and bees.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And he also went on to say that he wanted his sons to pool together their money for a Big Baller brand.
God. Now, listen,
everybody's dream, like everybody has this dream of their sons working, you know, taking over the family business, right?
Sure. Still, to this day, I think that Brandon and Avery, or maybe now Carter, could take over this show.
Carter could definitely take over this show.
Never give up. Reach your dreams. Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach your dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, like, even my father-in-law, who recently retired, he had a business and he sold it. I think he really wanted his son to take over that business. I think if Adrian, my wife, would have wanted to take the business over, he would have been perfectly happy with
that. He's retired prematurely.
But I think we all have this dream of our kids buying into our vision and working with us, because it's a great way to keep the kids around us. And,
sure.
You know, if you, especially if you like your kids, if you hate your kids, I understand if you don't.
Sure.
But this is an example, Kevin, of a guy who lost the trust of his kids. And I think that's the worst thing. Lost the trust of his kids. And now it looks sad that he's trying to convince them to help him out with this business idea, and they don't want to be part of it.
Hell no. Look, I wouldn't want to be a part of it either, because their dad is using them. Like, he just said, all we talk about is basketball and Big Baller brand. All right, so you have no interest in his life otherwise. That's what he's saying, right? He's like, I have no interest in your life otherwise. Then why in the world would he want to invest in your company? Because your dad is essentially saying, hey, I'm interested in you so I can use you. That's sad. Like, seriously, that is sad.
Here's the sales pitch from LeVar. The more special you get, all these people are going to be coming in with all this other stuff because everybody wants a piece. What we got going on is a $1 billion thing. I mean, those shoes are not $1 billion. Everybody got to put their teeth in it somewhere. And as a family, we just got to stick together. Like, okay, we good. Put your money over there, my money over here, Mello over there, and we all put our money together. That's where the venture capitalists come in and say, we got $100 million for y'all. We don't need to have $100 million. We got it right here. And Kevin, I listen, like I said, I would love the opportunity for my kids to be like, I want to work with you. My dad, whenever he was a carpenter, all right, he worked on houses. And every chance I got an opportunity to go work with him, it was an absolute blast. But he didn't watch me rise to the level of success that was amazing and then ask me to go start a business that I had no business starting, right? Like, why are you trying to go after Nike? And even Under Armour is failing right now. Why are you trying to go after these big things whenever you can't even get yours started and off the ground and you're losing money? Just be a good dad.
I know.
Just be a good dad.
I'm just, this story really bums me out. It really does. Because I know it was really fun to go after that entire family and LeVar in particular, because you're like, he's kind of a shock jock. He just says all kinds of wild stuff and all this. But now you're getting to the cold, hard truth of it is he literally does see his children as nothing more than assets.
Yes.
And that I feel really sad for the kids, too. Like, I feel really sad for the kids because they're like, hey, my dad wants to talk to me because he wants money. Like, how many people out there listening right now? I bet this is relatable to a lot of our Tolos. How many people had falling out with their parents, but then reconnected with their parents because their parents needed something? Like, that's unfortunate. You know, I've talked about this before in the past. My dad had a huge falling out with, like, everybody in my family. And you know what eventually brought me back there is I had power of attorney because he had dementia. That's what brought us back together, and he didn't even know, is because he needed help. And there was nobody else who would do it for him. And that's really sad because that's the situation that this family is in right now. Hey, I want to talk to you because I need money. That is crushingly sad. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What is not crushingly sad is at 12 o'clock, your opportunity to win Rolling Stone tickets. Rolling Stones tickets. Coming up next, Gridiron Gravy. Time to restart the Tua hype train. Plus, things get worse and weirder for Antonio Brown. We'll do all that next right here on The Fan. But before we get to any of that, I want to talk with Mark Rubin. Now, Mark, unfortunately, you're probably not a licensed family counselor, so you can't fix all of the Ball family drama. But I get the distinct feeling that if people call you up at 1-800-LAWYERS, maybe you can start to help fix their finances.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, they do call us attorney and counselors for a reason. I mean, every day when I talk to people, it's all about letting people know, hey, if you're out there struggling financially, you know, things are going to be okay. You know, there's definitely options that are out there, and there's definitely solutions, and we don't have to be stuck in financial quicksand the rest of our lives just because we hit some bumps in the road financially. You know, I talk to people that, you know, have had a loss of job, reduction in pay, a medical situation, or, you know, they've just kind of leaned on their credit a little too much, and they're stuck in financial quicksand. They can't get out. They're kind of on that hamster wheel. And we start running them through how all these laws work and how we can, you know, manage and control the debt, how we can reestablish their credit, and how we can kind of give them peace of mind. All of a sudden, it takes a huge amount of weight off their shoulders, and they realize they're on that path to recovery. We always know these are tough phone calls to make, but when you do, then we're going to run you through your financial picture, and I guarantee you're going to feel better about a tough situation. So we just urge you, if you're having a tough time right now, don't be afraid to pick up the phone. Let's run through your financial picture. Let's make some good choices for you, and we'll start you having enjoying life again instead of struggling through it.
That's what I'm talking about, Mark, right there. Don't call an out-of-state debt consolidation firm. Talk to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He's a Tolo, just like you and me. Call Mark now, 1-800-LAWYERS or DallasTexasLegal.com. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Kevin Marwin Gonzalez said, quote, I feel regret and am remorseful.
Oh, it begins.
There you go. And, man, there's already been a lawsuit aimed at the Houston Astros from Mike Bolsinger, who said his career was ruined. They had, what, the most amount of trash can bangs whenever he was on the mound that day. So his career was ruined because of that. It's pretty fascinating. And that's where it begins, Kevin. I'm very interested in all of what's going on there. All right, Kevin, let's go around with the greatest stories in the NFL, the best headlines available, and dip into some gridiron gravy.
And we start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Shad Khan, the owner of the team whose son runs a wrestling organization, said, I think it's been great of the decision to play internationally. Now listen closely. Jacksonville, I think, is a small market. When I was introduced, for me, it was, I'm going to do everything to keep NFL football in Jacksonville. So how do we do that? A logical solution came to me that we want to expand the fan base. We don't want to put extra pressure on the fans in Jacksonville to be able to support all the games. So he's saying Jacksonville is too small to support all 8 games. So we need to build the fan base by moving the football away from Jacksonville to keep the football in Jacksonville. Did you get all that?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
What do you mean? How do you figure? Because of the things he said?
We're moving it away so that y'all can keep it.
Because he doesn't want to put extra pressure on the fans to have to show up to all 8 games. It's like, that's a lot.
The pressure isn't on the fans.
That's what he said.
The pressure is on the team to give a product that people want to show up for.
We don't want to put extra pressure on our fans in Jacksonville to be able to support all the games.
So move to London.
There are 8 of them. That is a lot over the span of 3 months. That's a big commitment.
The pressure is on the team. Give me something that I want to show up and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more Gardner Minshew throwing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Less Leonard Fournette.
Playing games outside the country really turned out great for us.
That doesn't... Oh, my gosh.
How many years until it's 4 games? And then 8 games.
And I don't
then
know, man.
Then they're the London International Men of Mystery.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. It's easy to say.
Yeah. Oh, what about the London Powers?
Ooh.
From the 469, less is more.
The London Bad Teeth.
That didn't work out for the Chargers. I really bought into your philosophy that the Chargers would become like the hottest ticket in NFL.
Because they had less tickets.
And then they even had trouble filling up the stadium at like 29. They're like, I don't know what to do.
It's because the product was bad. Again, you have to give a product that people want.
Well,
if you don't do that, less is not more.
What about when they draft Tua?
If Miami doesn't, because of his clear CT scan, scan came back and they said it's as good as it possibly could be. Because of that, Kevin, I think the entire thing could change.
He is probably still about a month away from doing the football workouts or football activities, as they say, but the hip and range of motion are good, which means this is another step to make sure that Tua isn't a pro football bust like Bo Jackson was.
Oh my god.
They had the same injury.
You gotta stop with it. But Bo Jackson beloved. All right, Kevin.
No, I don't
He's
dispute
beloved.
That.
Stop.
He's just beloved for being mediocre.
Oh my gosh. With that though, Kevin, I think here's the thing with Tua is he's already had the ankle injury, now the hip, like the very bad hip injury.
Yeah.
Though, you know, just the things that he's had go on, Frank Provenzano said it, right? Injured players typically get injured. And like, this is a guy who just, there's always something with him. And as good as he possibly can you ensure that you can protect him for as long as he needs to be protected in order to accomplish what he needs to accomplish? I don't know if any NFL team that's in position to draft a quarterback right now is going to be able to protect that quarterback.
Well, maybe they don't need to draft a quarterback. They just need to pick up Phillip Rivers, who said, quote, I feel I have... This is a weird quote right here. I do feel I have some emotional fire and passion still left.
That's very Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I don't have all of it, but I have some of it. And then he said, I can say for certain that if I do play, it's for a 2-year maximum. So look, here is his inspirational quote to tell teams to go get me. I feel I have some emotional fire and passion still left, and I can say for certain that if I'm playing, it's a 2-year maximum. Those are direct quotes. I swear I didn't change any of that.
There's more to this, though. There's more to this quote, Kevin. Certainly you want a chance to win a championship, but it's not about that. Okay, it is. If you told me right now you're going to play for 2 years and you're going to be good, but y'all will not win a Super Bowl, will you still play? Heck yeah, I'll still play.
Man, he's talking to the Jaguars.
Here's the other part. Whoever the suitors are, I think that would be their hope as well. Because you never know how it goes. Shoot, if we stink it up after 1 year, I'm probably done. If we play really good, they'll probably want to go again. That's the part of the quote that just seems like this, Kevin. He's not pitching, hey, I'm still a damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's pitching, I kind of want to see if I still got it.
He's pitching to Jacksonville. He's like, go ahead and come get me. You know what? I hope that things are less cutthroat for Phillip Rivers than they were in the XFL. Did you see what happened to the poor defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Wildcats?
No, what happened?
Pepper Johnson?
Yeah, he got to be the defensive coordinator for 1 week. You lost 37-17. Fired. That's what I'm talking about. I wish we would do that.
You're fired.
Yes. If the Cowboys lose in their first game 35-0, I want both our coordinators gone. One game.
I'm curious. Is it because the score was so outrageous?
They gave up the most points.
They just didn't like.
They should have played the Renegades.
They didn't think he was prepared. They probably didn't think he was very prepared for, and the team probably had the same feeling.
Let's talk about Antonio Brown. Do you want the weird part or the bad part?
Weird.
All right. I know you've been waiting for this. Logan Paul has dropped another YouTube diss track on Antonio Brown while wearing a Tom Brady jersey. Some of the lines include,
what?
Your head looks like some Tetris because your career fell apart like One Direction.
One Direction, are they still doing stuff?
Oh, I thought they broke up.
I don't know. So they just went separate ways. They mutually.
Okay. They consciously uncoupled or whatever it was. So, wasn't that what Gwyneth Paltrow said back in the day?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Just keep going.
Look it up. I'm pretty sure. Now, that's the funny part. Here's the bad part. So, Antonio Brown is being sued for sexual assault and rape. His attorney has filed a petition with the court to withdraw from the case.
Yep.
Now, some people are speculating that it's probably because he hasn't gotten paid, but that's not good. When you're facing a lawsuit about rape and your attorney's like, I'm a bounce.
Most people that deal with Antonio Brown don't get paid. This lawyer's like, man, I thought this was going to be a high profile case that would make me look good. But the other side of it, Kevin, is I think because of everything else that is going on with Antonio Brown, he's like, I can't present a case that says that this guy's going to win.
It's a weird time when he's like, I'm going to get back in the NFL, but I don't need this lawyer for my rape lawsuit.
I am interested. Well, and the lawyer he's like, no, I want to leave you.
Yeah.
I am interested in what he learned from the psych evaluation. If he learned anything from the psych evaluation that maybe that Antonio Brown's not telling.
Yeah,
that he knows that he's like, man, that I can't win a case with this guy.
Now for the story I know you've been waiting decades for. What has Mark Gastineau been up to? So Mark Gastineau previously held the record for most sacks in a season at 22 and a half. He held that mark from 1984 to 2001. And then
Michael Strahan
broke the record with that fake sack of Brett Favre.
Dude.
So now, Mark Gastineau is speaking out for some reason yesterday. Being nice and being a good sport, that's good, but it's not real. In fact, I'm kind of a liar in a way. I feel like there's just something wrong. This is in my head all the time. It goes through my head all the time. I want to clear things up. And he said, that is my record, and I want it to be known that it's my record. I'm not going to say I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. My record. Make it happen, Corey. Fix it. Take that sack away from Michael Strahan and fix it.
No.
Fix it!
No.
Why?
He got the sack.
Oh, mark that.
Shippy, don't do that. He got the... He
like
tackled
Jalen
Brett
Smith
Favre.
Sack party.
All the work that he did that year accumulated what he needed to accumulate to get the record. It's his. Just like Mike Minor got 200 strikeouts.
Sorry, Mark Gastineau. No justice for you today. Let's go to All or Nothing. If you haven't been watching All or Nothing because you hate the Eagles, that's fine. But the newest episode is titled Beat Dallas. And here is Zach Ertz talking about how much he hates the Cowboys.
I've played this team 13 times. And I can honestly say I freaking hate this team. Tomorrow, man, we got to hit him in the mouth from the very first play, man. And got to have that mindset. And then lastly, take y'all boys a little history class, you know, Stanford guy. The year was 1519, man. This guy by the name of Hernan Cortez, he was a Spanish conquistador, and he was coming to Mexico, and he was in charge with taking over the Aztecs. And him and his men, they land in Mexico, and, you know, they see this empire.
Now it's our time!
They're like, man, I don't know if we can do this. I don't know if we got what it takes.
Let's go out here.
Cortez felt that. He felt his guy say, man, maybe we should get on these ships and go back to Spain. Everything was good back there. But this Cortez said, no. We're burning the ships. So he burned each and every ship that they came over with. So there was no other option. The only option they had was to take over this empire, because it was either death or take over this thing. You know, everyone kind of knows what's at stake in this game. And tomorrow, we're burning the ship.
Come on! Come on!
We're going to go earn this NFT. We hit him in the mouth each and every snap, man.
What an afternoon. Let's go! Come on!
All right, a couple things. First of all, I'm glad all the Cowboys players survived and nothing got set on fire. Also, how many people do you think in that room were thinking, God, I hope he hypes up a conquistador, and then I'm going to get fired up?
Why didn't he bring up Cabeza de Vaca?
Or the Alamo, did he forget?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a weird analogy.
I mean, that was weird enough.
Going against the Texas team. Yeah.
What happened that week, dude?
They won.
Are you kidding me? That speech?
Yeah.
That speech won? Dadgummit!
A lot of people are pointing out that maybe Zach Ertz's view of Cortez is not as historically accurate as it should be, given some of the other terrible things that he did. But, you know, we'll see if there's anything for that. It's just weird. He's like, I'm going to take you back to 1590.
So, basically what you heard there, does it sound like the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry is real hatred?
Yes, because he wants to set us on fire.
Wow.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the most irrelevant day in all of sports. Do you actually care about today or even know what it is? Plus, your next opportunity to win Rolling Stones tickets. All that next right here on The Fan.
My last story is about a Buddhist monk friend of mine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.